ओम शांति। गुड मॉर्निंग एंड अ वेरी हैप्पी न्यू ईयर टू एवरीवन। फॉर द वर्ल्ड आउट देयर इज अ लॉट ऑफ फियर एंड एंग्जायटी अबाउट व्हाट 2025 इज गोइंग टू ब्रिंग, बट फॉर बाबा'स चिल्ड्रन, बाबा'स गिवन अस द गोल्डन वर्ल्ड एज अ गिफ्ट। And Baba said, enjoy that experience here and now in Sangam Yug. And the song was about the bird of time flying. And if you look back at 2024, how fast was the speed with which it flew away. And so time is really moving very, very quickly. And we already had a new year Murali on Sunday, and then yesterday we had another new year Murali. And it's incredible that over the period of time that Avyakt Bapdada came, 49 years, every single time Baba had something fresh to say, whether for new year, whether for Shivratri, whether for Diwali, for Holi, the regular festivals that Baba would come for, 18th January. And every year Baba would have something fresh from the ocean to share with us. And this time, Baba gave us first two words, then one word, and then four words. And so it's easy to remember the whole Murali just on the basis of those. And so the first two words that Baba gave us were to be merciful, to be a donor. And Baba translated mercy also as being the benefactor. So not just the word mercy by itself, but mercy and benefactor. And then to be the donor. And the key to be able to do all this, Baba used this word, unlimited vairagya, unlimited disinterest. And so Baba was asking, to what extent have we been able to experience all this? And the experience, from Baba's perspective, Baba saying, you don't even have the key yet. Never mind using the key to unlock the gates to mukti. You haven't even prepared the key. That was 2004. And so 21 years ago. A long, long time. And so what does Baba mean by unlimited disinterest? And then Baba explained with four other words. And in Hindi, all four sound very, very similar. And so the first one, nimit, to be the instrument. The second one, nirman, humility. And the third one, nirmar. There's just a tiny little difference between those two words. But renewal, creativity. And the fourth word, Baba also said, nirvana, to go into the stage beyond sound, the stage of, well, normally we'd say nirvandham, paramdham, but the preparation to be able to open the gates to mukti and go there. And so, Baba asked the question, to what extent have you actually been able to serve, whether it's the city you're in, whether it's the country you're in, and in Bharat, if it's the state you're in, what percentage of the population would have received Baba's message? And Baba's concern was that, yes, you've opened many centers in Bharat and abroad, but the question of percentage And I don't think anybody instantly calculated and gave Baba a reply. But Baba, from the perspective of being up above, was saying that it's a very tiny percentage of souls who actually know Baba and Paramdham, and that it's time to go home. And so there's a lot of work that remains to be done. But we can only accomplish that when, again, Baba underlined this term, unlimited disinterest. So what is it about the old world, or even my old sanskars? Because last time, Sunday's Murali, and yesterday, Baba was reminding us that it's not only letting go of the year, but it's also letting go of all the old sanskars that we carry, all the old things that we are still holding on to. And so, to what extent have I been able to let go? And so, unlimited disinterest, vairagya, where nothing is pulling the soul on any level. The external things that pull other people, we know that those things don't pull us. Position, money, property, I think no Brahman would be pulled by those things at all. But the subtle things still being carried within the soul. And so what is it that still keeps me attached to my old ways of being and doing? And so can I make a checklist and see on what level is it that I've been able to let go of everything that is old, so that today it truly is a new beginning. And Baba always tells us that if we have a determined thought, then Baba is definitely going to help us. And so today, holiday, holy day, a chance for silence, a chance to spend time with the self, to be able to check what is it that I'm still attached to, where are the strings still pulling me. And when I can truly say to Baba, I'm free, then yes, I've been able to experience mukti myself, but also then I can be Nimit, the instrument who can help others experience mukti and go back to their home also. And so these four words that Baba used, and Baba was talking about Nimit in many, many different ways. Not just an instrument to give jnana, but also an instrument in what it is I actually do. Because being an instrument for God means really being clean, being clear, so that through my behavior, others can also come closer to Baba. And so, when you've got a beautiful piano, but you don't know how to use it, or it only looks beautiful, but it's not in tune, then it's not going to be very useful. So it has to be tuned. And so, to what extent am I in tune with Baba? Can Baba use me as an instrument to bring others closer, not to me, but to Him? And so Baba's message can multiply and spread out across the world. Nimit, Baba was talking about in transformation. Am I also just like Baba? Baba's transformation was instant. So, Brahma Baba, instantly the instrument to be the unlimited father. There was a very nice thing that Daddy had said a long time ago, And it was when Baba was speaking about paying rent to the house that he has taken. And that he asked us a question, what is the rent that Shiv Baba gave Brahma Baba? And her response was, as soon as Shiv Baba entered Brahma Baba, the perception and the understanding of his own role changed immediately. And so from that moment on, he was not just an instrument or the father of his own children, but he became the father of the whole of humanity. And so immediately accepting everyone who came to him. And so that switch, it didn't take any effort on Brahma Baba's part. The transformation was instantaneous. That was the rent that Shiv Baba gave. But beyond that, the other aspects of being able to let go, that was the power of Brahma Baba's faith. And so that wasn't Shiv Baba just inspiring him. Yes, Shiv Baba inspired him to do all that he did instantly, immediately, no time lag. And so Brahma Baba became the instrument to open up the door for all the others who have come after Baba, not only the dadis at that time, the dadas, a few of them, mostly the dadis, but the dadis then became instrument for all of us. And so, to what extent is it that each one of us can be an instrument to be able to show others the path to mukti? And Baba's point was that you yourself have to be able to experience mukti yourself. Then when you know that you can be free from all the bondages that your sanskars hold you down in, then yes, you are nimit. And so nimit, an instrument for service, but more than that, an instrument of transformation for myself and an instrument for showing others the path also. And then together with that, humility. Baba didn't take much time to get into the detail of that, because Baba has often taken up that subject and how the subtle aspects of ego are still there within Brahmins and they hold us back. And the story of Hanuman. Hanuman couldn't see his own tail, but when the tail got set on fire and he was thumping it around to try and extinguish the fire, it continued to burn, but it also ensured that all the rooftops of Lanka were being burned at the same time. And so letting go of ego is painful. But in fact, if there is any pain that I'm experiencing, that in itself is a sign of ego. If somebody tells another person you have ego, it's the hardest thing to accept. You have greed, you have attachment, you have anger. It's easy to acknowledge any of those. But ego, ego speaks and says, no, of course not. And of course, it's ego that's speaking. And so, anybody telling me isn't going to work. The Baba has given us in the past a very simple signal. If I feel pain internally about anything, that's my ego. That's the signal. I have to recognize that it's because of my own ego that I'm feeling pain. It's not somebody else causing me that, but it's there coming up within the soul. And yoga power, soul consciousness, connection with Baba, That's the fire that's going to burn that ego. And yes, as the ego burns, there's more pain, but it's the only way in which then, through the pain and the yoga power, that I can finish it. But also, that'll also be the time when, as it's not one Hanuman, but all of us. And so when that finishes completely, then the rooftops of Lanka will have been burned. Lanka will be finished. And it'll be time to go home. Mother's been giving us various signals about becoming karmatit and being able to see to what extent I'm near or far from that stage. But getting rid of ego is one of the big signs of coming close to that karmatit stage. And so, nimit, then nirman. What is it that I'm doing? Is it constructive? Is it creative? Or is it destructive? The other day, the summary of the Sakar, Murali Baba put in these two sentences. If there's something destructive that I do, then that is still Ravan's kingdom. But if it's something constructive and creative that I do, that is part of Rama's kingdom. And so, my thoughts, are my thoughts destructive for myself? And if they are, then they're also going to be for others. It's not that I do something to myself and something else to others. Whatever is inside is also what I do outside. So, if there's kindness, there's compassion for the self, then it's also going to reveal itself in compassion and kindness to others. But destructive thoughts for myself, destructive words that I use, the language that I use, to what extent is that Ravan's kingdom or Rama's kingdom? Which kingdom am I still a part of? And so, that stage of renewal, construction, creativity, my thoughts, my words, my actions, am I supporting the creation of Satyug, or am I working against the creation of Satyug? And so renewal, transformation, but just destructive, constructive, creativity or destruction. And then the fourth word that Baba used, Nirvan. Baba's been emphasizing the role of silence, and especially as we step into January, it's not just the beginning of the year, but it's also the memorial of Baba becoming avyakt, and showing us the way to become avyakt also. There's going to be the announcement about yoga programs in the morning every day, in the evening every day, so you'll get all that information. But the preparation to go home, am I comfortable with silence? And Baba always speaks about two levels of silence. One is the level of silence in terms of words, but the other is the level of silence in my mind. And so, when I find myself free for a moment, is it that my mind is spinning? Or is it that in that moment, just a minute of traffic control, a minute any other time through the day, is it that I can go beyond sound very quickly with one thought? Avyakt Baba always wants us to practice the drill in one thought to be able to fly to the stage that Baba wants me to have. And so if my mind is spinning fast, how is it going to be possible for me to experience that stage of being able to be silent and experience my home and Baba's presence. My mind busy, non-stop, just the wheels spinning continually. How long does it take me to remember Baba? How long does it take me to fly home? And so Baba reminding me of this fourth word, Nirvan. It's time to go beyond words. It's time to come to that experience of inner silence so that then, yes, I can truly experience my home. The interesting thing about my home is that when we are actually in the home, we have no experience of it. We don't appreciate the silence, we don't appreciate the stillness, the purity of Baba's presence. And so the time to experience our home is now. The more I journey home and experiment with this idea of going beyond sound to feel my home, that is the experience that I keep within the soul. And going home, even for a second, a moment during traffic control, the sweetness of silence is the experience, but also the stage that Baba wants me to have, total detachment from any pulls here in this world. In my home, I enjoy the experience of being there with Baba, and there's nothing here that's pulling me down. And so that stage of Nirvan is very much the practice that will also allow me to experience the detachment from the things going on here. Baba asked the question, are you able to be detached and be free? How long does it take you to come to that experience? And so can I experiment? And in my experiment, whenever there's traffic control, whenever I have a moment of connection with Baba, and next moment in that world of light. And so now, in Sangam Yuga, to spend time in my home and fill myself with that experience so that coming down, the things here don't shake me or cause upheaval. Otherwise, today, little things shake my stage of peace and stability. What's going to happen when big things come? And we're already seeing big things in parts of the world. Not so much yet on this little island, but in some places even here. But when the water starts coming through the boat at one end, how long does it take for the water to seep through to the other end? So generally in the West we've been comfortable, but and out of all the places, whether it's the fires in California or Canada, very uncomfortable already, but here we've been more or less comfortable. But now the water is, we can see it, it's already come into the boat and it's going to be touching our ankles very soon. And so can I make sure that my own preparation is today. It's a stage in which little things definitely don't cause upheaval, but preparation for the future, not fear, but total stability and power from Baba, so that I have the guarantee for myself that yes, I can maintain my inner stability. And that's also going to be the signal for others, what it is that they can do. In a room in which one person is stable, others are influenced by that. Just as in a room with one person afraid, that's going to infect everybody else. And so wherever it is Baba's children are, to whatever extent we maintain that inner stability, we will be able to give others that signal about what it is they need to do also. And so Baba's Murali always relevant to here and now. And yes, we hear the figures of people flying. And Baba said, well, they've gone and they didn't get a message. And it's in multi-thousands that Baba's saying this. So just the statistics of people killed in the last year in wars, never mind natural disasters, it's thousands, multi-thousands. And so today, the reminder, both the stage that Baba wants us to have, but also the completion of Baba's task of sharing Baba's message with all. And it's beautiful that last year ended with the 21st of December, World Meditation Day. And the word meditation going around the world in that way across every single country, well, that anyway is a signal of time. And if the world is now acknowledging that meditation is the way forward, then Baba's instruments are the ones who have to show the power of meditation to others through their face and behavior. Baba's used these two words a lot in many muralis recently. Chehra chalan, your face and your behavior. And so, powerful muralis to begin the year with. The Sakar murali is equally powerful. Today, we're going to be reading the Sakar Murali of the first, but also something a little bit different. We've been receiving the Avyakt signals now for a couple of years, but they always came in the Patra Pushpa, the newsletter from Madhuban. But it was just a couple of years ago that we started the system of reading the Avyakt signal for the day in class all over the world. And so it was happening everywhere, same day, same slogan, same Avyakt signal. But now for the month of January, they've connected it with the Murali itself so that we give it extra attention. In some places when I've travelled, then people haven't always got the printed version of Patra Pushpa, but now it's coming with the Murali itself, certainly for this month. Further, let's see. But also the other thing, Madhuban has reminded us that January the 1st was also the day that in the last 10 years we celebrated with Dadi as her birthday. I think until she touched 90, she anyway didn't know the date of her birth. She calculated the year of her birth as 1916. But it was just a calculation, it was through memory, this happened, that happened, that happened. There was no written evidence of her age. And so then we said to Dadi, what day should we celebrate your birthday? And she said, January the 1st. And so the last 10, 15 years, we had that. So in Madhuban, they've decorated Shakti Stambh specifically to honor that day. And it's interesting that Hansa was traveling, so by the time she got to Madhuban, she couldn't have thought about preparing that. But Kumar Bhai, Dadi's charioteer, and some other sisters had the thought, and so they've decorated Shakti Stambh to honor Dadi's day. And the last thing that I want to share, you all heard about it when you heard the transmission. And Shashi Ben mentioned how Karuna Bhai is not well and in hospital in Ahmedabad. So special thoughts of Baba's light and love for Baba's special instrument Gaurabhai has been the instrument to bring telephones into Abu. Never mind any other communication. There used to be one telephone in Ishudadi's office. That was it. That was all the way through the 70s. And then, yes, Karunabhai brought in telephones. He brought in all sorts of devices. And of course, then the whole thing with not just email, but emails were there in Madhuban, the email system. When this house opened, 91, and I remember a few months into the opening of the house, some of the sisters in the office said, nobody uses email. Should we just dispense with the email? And at that time, it was still faxes and other things. But Daddy said, well, we've started a system. Let's carry on with it. And today, where would we be without emails? But that was Karunabhai again, who, everything to do with communication and media, Karunabhai. And so he's played a very, very major role, but now as part of that team, you know that it's Brijmohan Bhai, the Secretary General of the organization, but where it was one person, Brijmohan Bhai, handling other departments, it's now three brothers together. Karunabhai, the most senior, and then Dr. Pratap and Brother Mrityunjay. So the three of them playing the role of assistant secretary generals. So he's playing a big role in Madhuban and across the world, of course, satellite communication, television channels, everything is Karunabhai. So hopefully he'll recover fully and be back in Shantivan very soon. So we send our thoughts of love for that soul also. And we're going to be offering pork for New Year's Day. And we won't give you toli at the end of this, but there's a special surprise waiting for you when you get into your different Murali rooms. I won't tell you what it is now. Very special. Om Shanti.